चैतन्य महाप्रभु दत्त विष्णु प्रिया अंकुश संन्यास एंड वेंट टू टूर एंड शी वॉज सो मच फिल्म सेपरेशन चैतन्य महाप्रभु देन चैतन्य महाप्रभु ऑर्डर्ड हर टू एनी वन दैट यू कैन मेक ए ड्यूटी अपनी मकान
नेम
and you can work it.
Mahaprabhu himself ordered.
Ordered through anyone.
That's
true. So he managed to have a duty of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and he used to work it that duty for so long as he was alive. The devotee used to talk with Vishnupriya used to talk.
The deity directly spoke.
Spoke. And she sat as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu there. But he still feeling so much separation. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu caught that Vishnupriya is birthing me and I have left her and roaming here and there. So he made up his mind that I should pay this.
Repay
this. So when he came in the shape of Ram, Tretaji. Understand? Tretaji. he went to forest with Sita and Lakshman. And from Sangam, Triveni, he came to this Navadvip. And he stayed at Mamgachi, Motram Deep. And he remembered all the past times and also coming. And he said that this Navadvip land is so beautiful. And he told Lakshman to make a bhajan to a kutir, and he made that kutir, you know. Then he made one day. Ramchandra was laughing, and Sita Devi told that why you are smiling. Then no, nothing. But she told, repeated, I want to know why you are smiling. Then Ramchandra told that I will come to this land and I will have a birth in Brahman. Sati will be my mind. Kausalya will be my mother. I will be Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and you will be Vishnu. And I will left you and take sannyas and go everywhere, roaming. She told that why you go. Then he told that the frame has two sides. One meeting and another separation. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Lila, I have left you in home and I have taken sannyas and without home, everywhere I am roaming. I was roaming. Now, I will be in Raj Palace, and you'll have to leave the Raj Palace, and without home, you'll have to leave. And you'll have to feel separation. But I will worship your deity here of golden Sita. She told that we are roaming here and there. After some time, Ravan will come and he will take you away to Lanka, and I will feel separation but a little. That is, in prem there are four sanyogs and four separations: Purvaraj, Man, Pravas, and Sudur Pravas. And after that meeting becomes thick and thick. So all these things I will test in Krishna Leela, so much in higher stage. But in this Leela, Treta Yuga Leela, there will be no man, no such meetings, no Mahabhav, no other things, but yet there will be separation. So you and myself will realize something, separation. But real separation will be so when I will, by a washerman word, I will leave you forever for this life, and I will send Lakshman with you to give you in forest. Then you will feel so much separation. I will be in Raj Palace, but I will also feel separation. At that time, you will have a shade of Valmiki. He will give consolation to you, and also two sons, Law, Ag, and Kur, in your lap, so that your separation will be something lesser. But my separation will go up and up and high. So I will think how to pass my day without you. I have left outwardly but not inwardly. So how I will pass my time? Then I will give some inspiration in Vasishtha, and I will tell him that I want to do a Ashwamedh Yajna. Then he will tell that you cannot do an Ashwamedh Yajna without Sita, without wife. So you bring back Sita and you can do Ashwamedh Yajna. He told that I want to do Ashwamedh Yajna, but I will not bring Sita again. It will be against my principle, Marjada. All will tell that he has left Sita and again he is in the custody of control of his wife, and so he cannot leave, so I cannot leave. Then Vasishtha told that you should take any girl as your wife. Very beautiful, there are so many lakhs and lakhs girls, those who want to marry you. He told that I cannot do. I have only one Sita. Then he told that you cannot do. But he insisted that I will have to do Raj Yajna. Let any management should be done. Then he told that you can make a golden Sita. And with her, you can go after me today. Then he told us yes, and he managed a very beautiful sitting sita in gold. And she was so resembling to sita. But he was gold, she was gold, and she was a woman. But anyhow, he did pran pratishtha by Vasishtha, and she became Chinmaya, golden. Then he took sita and he managed to arrive at the side of Gomti Nadi in Namisharanka. And very great Ashwamedha Yajna was done there. All brothers and mothers and all others, Hanuman and Sugreev and all were called, and Yajna was going on. In the meantime, Valmiki was teaching love and school, his Ramayana. And they were at the age of 7 to 9, within. And very beautiful as Ram. Ram was at that time at the age of 11,000 years. Only some years were left lacking. His lila was to be aprakat. So at that time, he was at the age of 11,000 years. But at the time, the same time, he was looking at the age of 16 only, very kishore and pure. And locus were of 9 years or 8 years. They were in Pau Gonda, but they were also peeping in Kishore age. No? So, both are one, yet greater than locus, but yet resembling more.
Quite similar.
Some difference of age, only. But both sons, locus, were similar to Ram. Then, by the order of locus, Valmiki, they went to that fire yajna and began to sing first sarga. That is a birth sarga. Ram called the boys in the midday, because in the morning yajna was dying, and midday some rest, and after that again yajna. So in midday he called the two boys in his Raj Palace, Manipin, and told the thing that they began to sing. Melodiously. And higher and upper, and so sweet, and they were also very beautiful. So everyone were charmed. Ram used to beat Lakshman, and especially Kausalya, Sumitra, and Kaikeyi also began to beat to hear all this. A pathetic scene was there. Ram was so moved that he told, after finishing, when they finished the 10th sarga and they were ready to return to Valmiki ashram, Ram told Lakshmana that ask them what is the name of their father and where they live, and give them that in golden dish, so many jewels, golden fence and very good cloth and ornaments. Lakshman went to them and told that all are so pleased. Ramchandra, the king, also pleased. He has ordered me to present these things, and he wanted to know, he wants to know your father's name and where you live, whereabouts. Lakshman told repeatedly these things, but they were silent, not answering. At least when he repeated, Lakshman repeated so many times, then he told that I think that I thought at first that you are learned person and you are so wise, but now I am saying that you have not read in ethics, Vedas and Shastra, and you have not gone to your any Gurudev, because everyone knows that if anyone asks something to Brahmachari, he should not ask the name of his father and mother, and where yet he can birth or anything. Only our Parichaya means whereabouts, is that we are the seed of Valmiki. You should know only this. No father and mother Brahmachari. Lakshman was guided, and he was astonished that where he has got all these teachings. Then he told that you should take this presentation. He told that I did not this presentation. I have so many fruits in my ashram, Guru ashram. I have plantain cloth. I have everything there. I have Kush ashram to sit. I have Veena to sing. I have books for reading. I have everything for myself. So I did not want anything visible. This devil should be kept with Ram and you. I have no use of all these things. So, hearing all these things, Lakshman became more and more astonished, and he came to Ram and told all these things. In the meantime, they returned to their mother, and Sita Devi was telling that, why you make so late? I was waiting for you for a long time. And the mother, she had gone to a king named Ram and their brother, and they were doing yajna, and we were there, and we said, obeying the order of our Gurudev, we were making here Valmiki Ramayana to them, but Lokus did not knew up till now that we are sons of Ramachandra, because Valmiki has only teached them up to Rajyabhishek, not further. So they did not knew that Ram was their father. So we were singing these songs of Ramayana, and all were astonished, all were weeping, all were moved. So it became late, but mother, see, there is astonished. When we saw something there, that there was a city like you, almost everything like you, but she was in golden, and you are like you. So I see that lady, and that golden lady, was sitting in the
left side
of Ram, and Ram was witnessing that lady. Hearing this, Sita Devi began to weep loudly. Then Lord Kush began to
Remove her tears.
Remove her tears and say, Mother, 5 hours we are sleeping. But she could not reply anything. Then suddenly she thought that, oh, king has left his queen for sake of Marjada, but Ram has not left me. Ram has not left Sita. So it became more and more feeling separation. So this was only due to Vishnu Priya worship that Vigraha and keeping Vishnu Priya in home, Mahaprabhu went there. So instead of that, here Ram left Sita for going to others and he worshipped Sita in being in home. So this is only for what? What? Hey,
to pay,
to repay all this. So there is a connection between Mahaprabhu Lila and Krishna Lila and Ram Lila.
But what is the connection with Krishna's Lila?
Krishna, because he told that in Dwapara you will be Krishna and you will be Srimati Radhika and you will feel so much separation. I will leave Vrindavan and I will go to Dwarka and feel so much separation. And in the meantime, how I will live in Dwarka and Mathura? So I sent Uddhava in that yogi school to learn all these things, pray. And then he will come to me and he will give me consolation. Without him, I cannot live. So, to test all these two things, separation and meeting, and all these things, I will have to do all these things. I told so many things. Bhattacharya Sa Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Ram, Krishna and Mahaprabhu. Also Nityananda Prabhu has also seen perhaps in Sarbhu. Also Murari Gupta has seen in Sarbhu. Reading, reading Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat and Srimad Bhagavat. Doing 1 lakh harinam daily. And reading all these things. Waiting no time. I became so lean and thin.
But healthy?
Not healthy.
Okay.
Always separation, always separation.
What month was that?
Huh?
Which month of the year?
I came here in Ashar. August.
In
Bhadra.
Bhadra.
Bhadra means?
In August.
Not August.
August. September. No, August. No.
In rainy season.
Okay.
Yeah, August.
So you stayed here?
Here and always seeing monkeys.
Yes.
On the
yes, yes.
Top and
they're still there. You see, that monkey is up there.
Yeah.
There are whole families of monkeys. Mars stayed in Discodium.
Monkey?
I already am.
At that time he saw that it was more green and condensed. Now perhaps the trees have been
dried. Then kadam tree. We found this one also, another one. This is kadam.
And also, there are three. We can walk, I'll show you. But the tamal trees are very small.
They should be protected.
Here, over here.
This will be protected and given water so that both.
Three. One, three. Two, three, over here.
Three. But you just to try to make in a pair.
Kadamba and tamal. That means we
Kadamba
can.
Kadamba will be in left and the tamal will be in right. Little difference.
Right.
Not so much.
How much space?
About 10 feet to more than that. Not this.
10 feet.
Left from what direction?
Kadamba will be
left
tamal, like Radha Krishna.
Yes.
Left
from the
bend.
Front.
Looking. No,
from
we understand.
Point of view, right?
From their point of view.
Like this is tamal.
Huh.
And here Kadamba. This is far different. If it was here.
No, but we will move. You see the tamal trees. Actually, tamal tree should go towards the kadamba.
Ah.
So we will move the tamal trees to the kadamba.
Not all. Then
one
that little one you can.
There are more tamal trees. We can see them.
Perhaps collected.
Yes.
Yes. Otherwise, it was quite a mess in here.
Hmm.
People were thinking that this was their own place for passing so many things.
Now, let's give that this
boundary fence.
Boundary has been
destroyed. Everywhere.
Now, anyone cannot come.
No, they don't come anymore.
This is also tamal.
Yes. And in corner also.
Another corner.
Here. This, they are giving water.
Now we have made this for putting water in.
Yeah, tamal is right side. They can plant one from Kadamba tree here. Right and left.
No, no. Kaise hoga?
Edi khare dan dike. Opas khare baan dike.
Amra ta ikhan toke dekhi.
Ikhan dike jete dan dike hoche na ita?
Yeah.
Sorry na ga. Drumstick.
Drumstick.
Yes.
And it will not all clear, dry.
Is it? Because of worms?
Worms. Allam blo.
Samajh
rahe hai na? Isme kide bade bade lag jate hain.
Na na. Sab usme sab jaye lage na.
Ha.
Udhar se jine lage niche hoy. Ma ekhana chhoto acha na gulo.
Ki tamal.
Chhoto chhoto cha. Eta chhara aro ache. 1 2 3 4 5. 5 ta.
Some mango trees should be given because pakku birds will come.
But not so big either.
Not so big.
No.
But you cannot have any place here in Govardhan like this. You can, afterwards, you can manage to take here and there, not here.
That was a question we had. This land all around here, it's on three sides, say about 10 acres. It's for sale. Actually, it belonged to the king. And the municipal person who was working at that time,
chairman.
By some crafty maneuvers,
he was like a gunda.
He took it all.
Hmm.
So now he was.
Purchased. It is so good. And if you think that if you cannot manage, you don't need so much, then you can change.
What would we do with this land if we purchased?
What will you do? You can think.
I had one. When I was reading that verse in the Bhagavatam about Haridas Varyo, and your comment in Venu Gita, you describe so many good things are there in Govardhan. There are places where there are caves, and there are seats for Radha Krishna. Mm. I was hearing all these things. I thought maybe
that beautiful garden, so good scenery. Everyone see and see that this is Govardhan. It is developed country.
You can
that Krishna come nearby Rasauli, where Krishna did Ras. You can meet as a Rasasthali here. And when quarreling themselves, they will rest in this garden. Karnikar.
This is it.
Ah.
Oh.
Radhe Radhe. In chutney, chutney, you know?
Yes, yes.
In chutney. Very good chutney. Where are?
Kadamba.
Kadamba.
Huh.
In 6 months, they will grow up.
If we water them nicely.
They are serving them.
Yeah. We have made now some earth around for putting
and
water.
Sweet butter should be given as bahut jaldi ho jaye. Yes, the bathroom by monkey. And think that Srimati Radhika is this.
Krishna will come here. And under the tamal tree?
And Srimati Radhika will see tamal tree. And she will be attracted to that tamal tree as Krishna.
There are more tamal trees here than kadamba trees.
More. But in the end of Puchari, very big garden, thousands and thousands of kadamba trees. Only two trees. I want to see. This is very Uddipana to Krishna Lila. Very good day.
Those peacocks, this is their home. They live in this big tree.
Oh.
And this, you see the very big tree on that side.
Mm.
They live there. And inside there, you see all those birds? Those are parrots. Suksari.
Yes.
And they live in that neem tree.
Yes.
Inside
this. We have seen it before.
There is a grain. White, very little. It is called jwar or bajra. Sometimes you can buy and give them. He is understanding and he knows.
The peacock will eat that also?
Yes, sir. It is given like this and they will come. चना वो नहीं खाए
चना ये बहुत
बहुत कड़ा होता है बजराज बात यू कैन मेक सम वेरी ब्यूटीफुल रूम लाइक सेवा कुंज नॉट सेवा कुंज ऊपर निधुवन
निधुवन
निधुवन पर कृष्ण इज मेसिंग Srimati Radhika and everything is kept there. All will see and
in Nirvan, I have seen that. There's a bed inside.
Yes.
And all paraphernalia. You think this garden is big enough for our purpose? Big enough? This garden is big enough for our purpose? We can go inside.
He wanted that this should be mine. And asked the who is the owner.
When you first saw it.
When I was here.
Okay.
And then I knew that a king, that king, is owner of this land. Then they told that the king is so religious.
Mm.
You can meet him. I told my man, person, to meet them. In the meantime, if you meet them.
See the peacock on the top?
Yes.
All the way on the top of the hill, there's some peacock.
When you see that it is raining, clouds are there in the sky, they will then dance. So, prefer this place, like. Yes, so beautiful. One can chant Harinam like Raghunath Das. Quail, cuckoo is also.
Is that
a
cuckoo?
Yes.
That's cuckoo.
I want a mango tree, she should come and sing here.
Okay. King built this for his bhajan.
He was so religious person.
Mm.
And that is why he has given it. No other king can give. They will bargain for many things.
Giriraj Maharaj melted the king's heart.
He was a religious man.
Oh.
King.
Mm-hmm.
And after we made agreement, he has a picture of Sadhguruj, which he worshipped. So I suggested that in front of that, he should confirm his agreement with us.
You mind it. So he could not
change.
But he should be prosperous and have shanti in Krishna bhakti. That is mercy of the God. And he will always cuckoo and peacock.
Parrot.
All good scenery.
Parrot.
Parrot. Are there?
I'll show you something. And from here you can see Haridev Mandir. You see the top of Haridev Mandir?
Small tank picture.
And also from where you are sitting you can see this Dani Rice. We can just before it gets hot, I want to take you one more.
One more?
One more. Then
where is one more?
I will show you. We go.
Okay.
Some tamal tree and kadamba tree also given there.
On the Govardhan side.
Only in service of the Raj Govardhan.
elephant, peacock, but will not sleep.
Like me.
Shukshari.
Shukshari. If Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was here, he will hear the quarreling between two kinds of sides. Krishna is greater, and Sari will tell that Srimati Radhika is superior.
Yeah.
अरे पारण ना अच्छे ना पारण करना चाहिए रामनवमी पारण
अच्छा
पारण समझता है
yes
breaking the
the time before which we have to take change
Hey Ramchandra.
Ram Jagannath here.
He got some fruit came?
He
went again this morning?
Yes, get more fruit. Hanuman, so
his name is Ramchandra. His name is Hanuman. So for this day, very good.
Hanuman has brought this Giriraj here from Himalayas.